HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Congress interim president Sonia Gandhi hit out at the G23 leaders on Saturday. At the Congress Working Committee meeting, Gandhi said she is a hands-on president of the party. In her opening remarks, she said there is no need to speak to her through the media. Gandhi also said that revival of the Congress requires discipline and unity. She attacked Prime Minister Modi on the Lakhimpur Kheri incident, questioning his silence. With a name to cement ties in the post-Netanyahu era, Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar will be visiting Israel. He will be reaching Dubai on Sunday and leave for Israel on October 19. Prime Minister Modi has restricted travel due to COVID pandemic and domestic commitments. So, it is up to Jaishankar and NSA Ajit Doval to connect with close allies on a constant basis. India on Saturday recorded 15,981 new cases of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19. The decrease in daily tally has also led to a drop in active caseload. The active cases are just above the 2 lakh mark, the lowest in 217 days. The active cases comprise 0.60% of the total infections. The national COVID-19 recovery rate was recorded at 98.07%, highest since March last year. The husband of Olympic runner Agnes Tirop has been arrested and charged with her murder, the police said. The Kenya police had launched a nationwide manhunt and found Ibrahim Rotich in Mombasa. He was trying to flee the country, said the authorities. Tirop was found stabbed to death at her home in the western town of Iten. Rotich was immediately identified as the prime suspect. Contraceptive pills can reduce type 2 diabetes risk in women with PCOS, a new study has said. The research is led by the University of Birmingham. The findings have been published in the journal Diabetes Care. Polycystic ovary syndrome affects 10% of women worldwide. The researchers based their findings on patient records of 64,051 women with PCOS.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.